And now, ladies and gentlemen, time for the show. Once again, thank you for coming to our theater tonight. Have an enjoyable evening. The refreshment stand will remain open for a short
time. Welcome to episode two of What the Fuck Podcast. I am Timmy Stewart here again. I'm here with Matt Castro.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm here with Digger Nick again.
Yo!
And once again, this guy that has now found honey mustard in his pocket, Mario Silverass.
What's up, guys?
It's actually Silvis.
Silvis. But Silvis. Now everyone's going to know his identity.
Silvis. If you guys want to stalk him, it's Mario Silvis.
Matt, if I get Facebook stalk, I swear I'm going to find out where you live.
I swear. If the five people...
Go ahead. Find out where I live.
At me.
Yeah.
If the three people find out who I am. Dear God... Will I hurt someone?
I will hurt those three people, which is just Timmy just refreshing the page.
I know.
Three times.
Timmy has multiple accounts and no real friends, just himself.
All right. I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to be the ass end of the jokes.
Okay. All right. So today we watched Big Man Japan. And what is it? It's a foreign film about some guy that... get super big and shit, but we'll talk about that later. So right now, let's just talk about some recent stuff. Have you guys watched any recent movies or have any recent news you guys want to talk about at all?
I watched a movie one time.
Oh yeah,
it was based off a book.
Nice.
That book was based off a movie.
Yeah. It's like Battleship that's coming out right now. Oh, man, I know that's
oh my god, dude.
Oh, Battleship is going to be terrible.
Oh, man.
I want somebody
to yell, like, F7.
Dude, I watched that trailer when I was in a movie theater. I don't know what movie I was watching, but I saw that trailer come on. And then I noticed that they said Destroyer, like, three times. And in my head, I was like, I hope this movie isn't called Battleship. And then right when it ends, it's just Battleship. I'm like, oh my fucking god.
With Liam Neeson.
I know, that's the worst part of it. It's with Liam Neeson.
No. That's the best part.
So much action happen.
Right, no, no.
At least it's not Nicolas Cage, though. Come on.
If it was Nicolas Cage, I don't think it would hit theaters at all.
No.
And Rihanna. And Rihanna's in it. I hope
Rihanna's
Liam Neeson
in it?
Beats her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope Liam Neeson just beats her for 45 minutes.
No. There's a co-star of Chris Brown. He's going to do that.
Chris Brown plays the alien that's going to fight her.
he's going to whip out his dick and just like beat her in the face.
He actually taught Liam Neeson how to fight her right.
Yeah, it turns out Rihanna is the alien, and then Chris
right?
Brown and Liam Neeson have to fight the shit out of her.
See, that's the story they forgot to tell us in the news.
Well, they couldn't tell us because then no one would watch it.
Oh, that's true.
So they have to not tell us. Then when we go in there, it's like, wow, this is a fucked up movie.
It's actually a documentary based off of her.
I can't wait, dude, as well, dude. Like, someone sitting there at the tables or something just like, they missed.
The theater just blows up.
I just want to hear, they sunk our battleship. That's what I want to hear. That's the only thing I want to hear in that movie. If that movie doesn't have that line in there, then they have failed as human beings.
She's going to write them a very strongly worded letter.
Yeah.
This did not happen. Therefore, I am not a fan
of
your
highly inaccurate, sir. I remember the board game very clearly. You would have to say, and sunk my battleship. It's part of the rules.
And there's no giant wall between them. What the hell is up with that?
Yeah, what's with this invisible force field bullshit?
No, it's a giant wall.
I thought there was a force field around it, wasn't there?
Regardless,
yeah.
It's stopping you from seeing or getting to something. That's the only like clarification they have in that movie.
The other clarification is that Liam Neeson's in it.
True.
I have a feeling that it's going to be one of these things where like everyone's going to be pumped. Oh, Liam Neeson's in it, and he's going to die within the first 15 minutes.
All right, Timmy wanted to talk about what is it? The Ninja Turtles movie,
Michael Bay,
the live action,
buying the rights and doing the rebooting Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. That's how upset I am about it. I can't even speak right about it.
Aren't they aliens this time though?
Yeah, they're supposed to be aliens.
Yeah, he's going to change the whole origin around. He's going to make them aliens. They never... and he's taking the teenage away from them, so they're just going to be Ninja Turtles.
That's fucking retarded. And that's what the title's gonna be. It's gonna be called Ninja Turtles for copyright's sake.
Good.
It's like okay.
Because then we don't even have to compare it to Teenage Mutant Turtles. It could just be its own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
People are trying to like stick it out to be this big thing like we're doing right now, dude. Just fuck it. It's gonna be its own thing now. I mean, if it's
no, it's not gonna be its own thing.
Turtles.
No. It's not gonna be its own thing. If they use the names Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello, Raphael, Splinter, or Shredder, if they use any of that in the movie, then it's not its own thing.
Yeah, but at which point in time, you know, they can just call it coincidental.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No.
If they change the name of the movie, yeah.
No, it's not coincidental.
Stop, you're gay. Nope. That's what's happening.
I mean, I'm not happy regardless that it's coming out, though.
Here's the thing. Here's how I see Michael Bay. And I'm not going to lie. I've liked a good number of things that Michael Bay has done in the past. I like the Transformers movies because a lot of here's the thing.
Dude, the first Transformer was fucking awesome. Like,
no, the first one was actually terrible.
What?
Because two and three I thought were solid. The first one I thought was terrible. But here's the thing about Transformers movies: is all these fanboys want to be like, "Oh my god, he's ruining the storyline." Da da da. Go back and watch the '80s cartoon. There's no solid storyline. It's a different thing every episode, so you can't shit on Michael Bay for that.
I can do it right now if I wanted.
Dude, Bad Boys 1 and 2 was awesome.
Yes.
Bad Boys was okay. Bad Boys 2 is where it's at. That's it, dude.
Yeah, it's... And then The Rock, I thought The Rock was okay. It was pretty good, even though it had Nicolas Cage. Okay.
Are you mad Sean Connery at his best?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying, you know?
He wasn't James Cameron, you know that?
Pearl Harbor
never happened. Like in real life.
No, it did. It happened for like 2 hours. Well, how long was it? Like 2 or 3 hours. Yeah,
how do you take how do you take a national like Memorial Day, like a day that thousands of people die and say, these people need to be in love on this day?
Dude, Independence Day, when we fought the aliens?
Yeah, dude, that movie was fucking awesome.
Was that Michael Bay?
No, it was Roland Emmerich.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, but it was a real-life movie, dude.
Terminator, James Cameron. Suck a dick, everybody.
What does that have to do with anything?
Titanic, James Cameron. Suck my dick, everybody.
Aliens 2. Suck my dick, James Cameron.
Piranha 2, James Cameron.
I said Aliens 2, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Aliens. Aliens. James
Aliens Cam. Aliens was Ridley Scott.
Avatar. Suck it.
No,
I'm on IMDb right now looking at
Aliens is James Cameron. What the fuck are you talking about, Timmy?
What's that?
Aliens is James Cameron.
No, let me look.
True Lies.
Aliens is James Cameron. Alien, the very first Alien is Ridley Scott.
Oh, the second one. Okay, yeah, okay, the second one. Oh, man.
Idiot.
Shut up.
Speaking of Alien, what about Prometheus?
A couple of new trailers just dropped recently, too, so they're pretty sweet.
I haven't seen any of them.
I have a pretty big hard-on for Prometheus.
Nick was just talking. He was like yelling something at me.
Oh, what is it?
I don't know,
dude. Fucking Avatar 2 is fucking like in the works, and we need to buy stock in that.
Avatar 2?
Yeah,
directed by James Cameron. Holy shit! Yes. It is happening. Yes. It's on IMDb.
Pandora's Waterworld or something.
I have a question.
Terminator 5. Why would they do that?
I think that Avatar 2 might be James Cameron's downfall.
Nick, I have a question. We have a personal friend. We won't say his name live on the podcast. But what do you know about this whole thing about him being an extra in Avatar 2? Do you know anything about that?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, do you know?
I have no idea why he's... No, I have no idea. I think he's just fucking insane. I think he's retarded. That kid's retarded. I don't care what you're talking about. That's retarded talk.
If you know who you are, you're retarded.
Well, there goes one of our fans.
Oh, there goes all three.
Is that we're doing a podcast.
So there goes Timmy.
There goes one of Timmy's.
There goes Timmy's only friend.
One of me and Nick's friends claimed that James Cameron called him because he bumped into him in Vegas and said that he was going to be an extra in Avatar 2. Because James Cameron likes to randomly call strangers and say, hey, want to be in my movie?
That was me.
Dude, maybe James Cameron needs a lot of people, so he had to call everybody.
Right, that's why he was in Vegas, dude. Think about it.
Good call.
That's retarded. Speaking of retarded, how about the Avengers?
Hey. Hey.
And honestly, I'm excited to see it. Just to see, like, the whole Avengers crew together. But I know it's not going to be good.
Guitar Brothers.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I had to do that.
Homeroom.
Sorry, everyone, as we recall back to last week's episode.
Call back.
A funky forest.
Let's talk about Big Man Japan. I feel like we're so off topic right now.
Oh, yes, the movie. All right, so we watched Big Man Japan. Let's have Mario. How about you give us a synopsis on the movie, and then we'll do a round two.
Why not? And my response to that is...
Objection.
Objection, sir. Move to strike.
Big Man Japan.
F7.
You sunk my battleship.
No.
Big Man Japan was more of a mockumentary style, so it was following a guy, but you can tell it was totally scripted at the same time, who lives in this pretty crappy-looking neighborhood at the time, well, throughout the entire film. But the thing about him is he's able to transform into a giant with electricity, and he fights Japanese monsters. Amazingly terrible Japanese monsters, though.
I honestly thought that the movie was awesome through and through.
I kind of liked it as well, just because of the big payoff in the end. The last 5 minutes, dude, really, like, paid the whole, like, if that didn't happen, dude, the whole movie would have been shit.
Are you talking about the Power Ranger setup?
Yes.
So great.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was great. Nick and I were watching, he's like, I don't get this movie, it's just stupid. He got up, like, four times just to get out of the room. And then after it changes, and he's like, dude, what just happened? I'm like, what? And we could not stop laughing.
Amazingness just went on. That movie started out so slow for me, dude. I was pissed. Like Mario said, dude, I was, like, pissed up until the last 5 minutes of the movie because that dude was so boring. Like, he was just fucking...
He was just a normal guy.
He was not
boring, dude. It was sad. His life was sad.
Thank you.
His life was not sad. He was just a piece of shit. Like, oh my God, dude.
It's sad because, like, there was a time once when, like, his type of people were, like, looked up to as gods almost. And then, like, all of a sudden they treat him like shit.
That's like The Incredibles, basically, just Japan style.
Okay, yes, it's kind of like The Incredibles in that sense. But it was more sad because, like, even his daughter doesn't even like him. He's mocked throughout the entire movie.
His wife was cheating on him.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really cheating. They were, like, basically, they were divorced anyway.
Oh,
like,
they were fucking. Like, come on.
Well, no, I mean, like, they weren't together, so it wasn't cheating.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the monsters. Which monster stood out to the most to you?
Which monster?
My favorite sequence was the one with the
dick one, the dick eye one.
Yeah, that's
yes.
that one was amazing. Awesome.
That's definitely my favorite, but the one that sticks out to me the most is the one that had the bald head with the hair part or the comb over.
Oh yeah.
The first monster, the constrictor, or something like that.
No, yeah, one of my favorites too was the baby, the big baby for some reason.
Oh, and then he drops it. He drops the baby, and then it dies. And there's like a roller coaster in the foreground. And so there's like these people having fun and like, yeah, woo! And there's like a baby. There's a dead baby floating. It's so sad.
I don't know. I have to say, though, I don't know if it was whatever, the kill, when he was running away to get the red demon.
uh-huh.
accidentally kicks his grandpa and just offs him right there. I was like, dude, dick move.
Yeah, like everything. I was expecting the final fight scene to be a little bit better before the last like 5 minutes. Like the last 5 minutes with the Power Ranger, like fucking,
last five.
Like the Ultraman type thingy that went on, like that was awesome. But like I felt like what was supposed to lead up to that was supposed to be a little bit better, you know.
That fight scene was the fucking
dude. It move. Came out of nowhere and just punched you in the face with awesomeness is what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
Peace.
By the way, we spoil every movie on this podcast, like in the first 2 minutes, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like the disclaimer.
Yeah. We watch these terrible movies so you don't have to.
Yeah, so we're telling you, like, everything. Just, like, little beats and pieces to the point where, like, I want to watch the movie, and then you watch it, and you're like, fuck. Yeah. Everything.
Just skip ahead to the last 5 minutes, and you'll get the movie.
Like, this movie should be shown, like, 5 minutes first, and the rest... No. It should just be the 5 minutes, and then that's it. That should just be the movie.
I don't know, dude, because I think you need that beginning part to really appreciate the end.
Yeah.
To just, like, go, oh, my God, this is what everything was meant for.
This is the climax. This is an amazing climax of the movie.
Like, I just watched this entire BS for what? Oh, my God. Yes, I just watched that.
Wait.
Awesome was the Ultraman character, like, beating up the red monster with a newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Newspaper.
Like, that was, like, the best fight scene ever. It's just with the newspaper.
I love it when they're trying to rip his underwear off. It was, like, a good 5 minutes, and he's wrapping it around his hand, pulling him up again, then the baby gets lodged in his face, and they're still trying to pull his underwear off.
Jeez.
I love that. I love my baby! And then he kicks it in the demon's mouth. Oh my God, that was too amazing.
Like, literally right when this podcast started, I watched the movie. Like, seriously, I just watched the movie, so like everything is still fresh in my head. What
is that? Why you're late starting up the podcast?
Yeah, kind of.
Wow, dude, we watched the movie before you this time.
Dude.
What's up with that?
I saw the movie like a year or so ago. So.
Oh, the cool guy here. You want a fucking trophy?
Yeah, dude, I saw it before it was cool.
Oh my God, movie I'm such hipster. A hipster. Check out my DSLR. I buy everything.
Dude, I carry it everywhere.
No, dude, it's cool. I got the T3i.
Yeah, dude, it's got a flip screen and shit, man. It's awesome.
60D.
Fucking autofocus and white balance.
I can make it look cool, man.
Just give me, like, one lamp, and I'm good.
I can shoot anything, man.
What the shoot anything. But I'm just going to shoot my girlfriend in her glasses in, like, fucking flower field.
Close-ups, too. That's all his close-ups.
I want everyone to know, listening to this podcast, that in tribute to Big Man Japan, I'm shirtless.
Do you have a big tattooed on your back?
Matt saw me, dude. Matt saw my boobies.
Yeah, man. Hey, let me come over there with my DSLR and I'll take a picture of you.
Yeah.
Close up. I got a new 50 mil.
You gotta do it black and white, though.
Black
That's
and white.
Black and white.
Fucking Instagram it. Don't even take a picture of
me. Instagram it.
Yeah, man.
We can get our followers on Twitter.
There should be a porno filmed entirely off of the what's it called, the flip cam, like a professional pornographic film, just
guys,
filmed entirely off the flip cam.
Let's do it. I have a flip.
It'd be awesome.
It would be amazing.
Oh man! All right, Big Bang Japan. Yeah.
So off top. What's up? There's like nothing we can talk. It's just an awesome movie. Like
it was too goddamn.
If you had to rate it 1 through what the hell are we watching, what would you rate it?
That's a stupid rating system. Let's have a rating system. What does 1 represent? Just 1?
Let's have a rating scale of 1 to awesome. What letter is it?
I'd give it a Q.5.
Oh!
This is stupid.
Okay, 2 words. How do you describe this film? Go.
Awesome. Done.
Awesome.
No, wait.
No.
It's done.
Dude, it's double stamp.
Ah, shit.
Timmy?
Huh?
What, really? Two words. Describe the movie.
Absolutely incredible.
Dude, that was too many syllables.
All right, let me do it again. Do-over.
No,
do-over.
Double stamp. Fuck you. I got the same thing.
I called do-over before the double stamp.
No, double stamp.
No. Can't erase the double stamp. Can't erase the double stamp.
No, I can triple stamp. I can triple stamp a double stamp.
I already said a triple stamp.
No. All right,
Nick. Two words.
Man, that's...
That's it. Done. Double stamp.
It was two noises. That's all you need.
Two noises. I'm going to say fuck yeah. Those are my two words. Fuck yeah.
Mario.
I would have to say beautifully orgasmic.
I'm surprised no one ever said final minutes.
That's probably final minutes. I didn't have time to think of that. Only two words.
To say final part, and that's it.
5 minutes, last five.
That's like six words.
Just say 5 minutes.
Last five, just last five.
No. It should be watch ending, and then that's it.
Hey, let's think about something in theory here. What if this movie had Nicolas Cage in it?
Dude, I swear to God, if they were to remake this movie for an English film, Nicolas Cage will probably star in it.
Dude, Nicolas Cage should be in it. That's what I'm saying. Nicolas Cage should.
I think it'd be Jackie Chan.
Oh,
I don't know. My bet's on JCVD.
Who? Oh, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean-Claude. What do you mean, really? You're the one that called him JCVD. Get the fuck out.
Really? It's an acronym. First of all, suck my ball.
It's an acronym. Sorry, guys.
I bet it's gonna be Shia LaBeouf or Will Smith. And it's going to become a drama.
No, it'll be Brendan Fraser.
Either Brendan Fraser or Nicolas Cage. It's up in the air. One of those two. It has to be.
Dude, I got my money on Leo. Dude, it can't end badly.
Leo will play the grandfather.
It's the same costume from J. Edgar.
And it'll be directed by Tim Burton. Done.
Johnny Depp will play the eyeball penis monster.
Yeah. Yeah, or the wife.
It would automatically be Johnny Depp if it's Tim Burton. Yeah. That's the thing.
But it would have weird and quirky and a little gothic for the penis monster.
The penis monster would have a fang.
It'd be a vampire.
Actually, the penis would be Helena Bonham Carter.
Oh, God. And his wife has to be in it.
His wife is. Dude, he could use Val Kilmer. Come on. Come on.
He can't. No, yeah. I got you, go.
I get it.
Liam Neeson. That's how I should have ended it. Two words. Liam Neeson.
That's the two-word review of every movie that has Liam Neeson in it.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. Come on. Flash the tights. Liam Neeson.
Dude, Star Wars Episode 1. Liam Neeson.
Oh, there we go. There's a shitty movie. That, Wrath of the Titans.
Wrath of the Titans. Oh, my God.
Liam Neeson. Where else?
We'll rip on that movie later.
Oh, God.
Let's talk about a good movie for a second. Cabin in the Woods.
Dude, that movie's fucking awesome. Fuck all you guys.
I know, Mario, you said you weren't digging it too much, right?
No, I didn't like it at all.
Why?
It was like Friday the 13th meets like Jason.
No, it wasn't.
So think about what you just said.
And that would just be a slasher movie. That would just...
No.
Like Freddy's versus Jason. That's all that is.
That would make sense, Mario.
It was like Sleepaway Camp. Have you seen that?
Yes, and it's not like Sleepaway Camp at all. First off, it's not a slasher film. You know, there's zombies.
I would compare it to Evil Dead.
Yeah, dude, it was like it was like probably one of the best horror films I've seen in a long time that came out recently. I like it more than Insidious.
I don't know. I watched it super high and drunk, so I'm going to have to watch it again then.
Yeah, probably. It was good.
Dude, Schindler's List. Liam Neeson.
Have you guys seen the Funny or Die video? It's been a while. It's been out for a couple of years.
Narnia, Liam Neeson.
Gangs of New York, Liam Neeson.
Every Tom Cruise movie, Liam Neeson.
Fuck it. Batman Begins, Liam Neeson.
Did you guys like Batman Begins more than The Dark Knight? Or did you guys like The Dark Knight more than Batman Begins?
I don't know. Ponyo, Liam Neeson.
Are you on IMDb?
Yes. Yeah.
Just looking through movies that Liam Neeson's in?
Digger Nick, everyone.
Why the hell was he in Ponyo?
Episode one of the big C.
He played Ponyo's dad.
The fuck? That's weird. Oh, he was in Fallout 3 for a voice.
Fallout 3.
Liam Neeson.
He was the dad in Fallout 3.
Oh my god, dude, he is going to be Admiral in Battleship. Oh my god, yeah, that is awesome.
No, that wasn't even a joke. He's totally in it.
He's going to be the dad. Dude, there's going to be a Taken 2. Holy tits.
Dude, Orgasmo.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Wait, he wasn't in Orgasmo, was he?
No, he was not.
In this mind, he is,
alright? Oh, God. What's another sequel that's coming out soon? There's another one that I was surprised to see was coming out.
Fucking wow. The Dark Knight 2. Fucking, that's weird.
What?
Oh, The Dark Knight Returns. Rises.
Rises, I think.
Either way.
Dark Knight Rises.
That's weird. I don't know why they'd make another one of those.
Oh, yeah, no. There's Kill Bill Volume 3. It's announced that's going to be made.
Oh, I'm kind of excited about that, but I don't know.
I don't know. After Inglourious Basterds, it's like it's kind of like a toss of the coin with me with Quentin Tarantino right now.
I'm not really a fan. I don't know. It just seems like a good Sunday movie just to veg out on. Is what I've really Tarantino movies.
Well, no, like Reservoir Dogs, I think that was really good. It's his best movie that he ever came out with.
I mean, I'm not saying they're bad movies, but I mean, like, I'm not gonna go out of my way to watch the movie. If it's in my DVD player from like a month ago, man, I guess I could watch it again.
Nah,
but I'm not gonna go out of my way.
Yeah, I guess I could see what you're saying about him. He's not so great as what people hype him up to be.
Yeah.
Who?
Quentin Tarantino.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, when he does, okay. The only movies I really liked from Quentin Tarantino are the basic ones: Pulp Fiction and the Kill Bill movies. Everything else he's done really bugs me, and it also really bugs me that people think that Quentin Tarantino did Hero and Saiki Western Django when it was Quentin Tarantino presenting those movies to America. That's all it was.
Yeah, and he.
What about Jackie Western Brown? Django. Jackie Brown was good.
Sure.
Like Jackie Brown and Reservoir Dogs. I think those were like his best movies.
Reservoir Dogs was awesome too.
Reservoir Dogs was fucking great.
I haven't seen it in a long time, so.
Dude, Reservoir Dogs, man. All the way. Best movie Quentin Tarantino ever came out with.
Dude, what about like Star Wars Episode 4?
What about it?
Liam.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
Okay, guys, I got it. Our rating system is Nicolas Cage, which is 1, to Liam Neeson.
Yes.
To
10.
Yes. Yes. Wait, what's and in between? We need in-betweens.
Tim Burton.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore is 5.
That's the middle, Drew Barrymore?
It's a 5.
So, Drew Barrymore is 5. No, it's a 1-2-3 system. It's Nick Cage, Drew Barrymore, Liam Neeson.
So I would say that Big Man Japan is fucking Liam Neeson then.
Very much so, Liam Neeson.
Oh, I would say Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson.
So
that's awesome. I like that rating system a lot.
Matt on the site.
It's only 3 choices. It's fucked up.
If you can fit someone else in there, we'll go with it.
We'll see. We'll figure it out.
Endo.
Actually, Matt, take note of this.
I think we've only talked about the movie like for 5 minutes, and that was it.
Yeah,
we really have. Okay,
it was too amazing. Yeah. It was not like what the fuck, because like that payoff, dude, it was so great in the end. Like it almost made up for everything.
Yeah, and I love how like the costume and the makeup on him was just so terrible that you can see his fat suit on the
zipper.
Yeah, in the back. And when they're whipping the Red Demon's butt. They're just, oh my god, it was just, they beat his face in with rolled up newspaper. And the mom is standing off to the side, rolling these newspaper, or the sister, I don't remember.
Sister, is the sister.
Yeah, it was the sister. She's rolling newspapers up and gives it to the brother and the dad or whatever it was.
Gives it to the brother, and then the brother just starts beating the shit out of this red monster.
And then out of nowhere, you see the dad just punch him. It's like, dude, what? It just went violent all of a sudden, and then they just worked him over.
No. What I love the most is that when they first started fighting, the brother picks up a bus and hits the bus against the guy, and you just hear it fall on the ground, and you just hear like the sound of like a plastic toy.
Yeah.
It's just a plastic toy. They hit over the head. Like, they didn't fix, they didn't like overdub the audio at all. It was just like whatever audio they got from recording. That scene, that's just what they put in. You could hear, like, the costumes ruffle and everything.
I can just see they're on set. The audio guy's like, yeah, I guess it didn't work.
It was fucking awesome. Oh, God.
Eating a sandwich, how'd that turn out, dude? Oh, it's good, man. Oh, the sandwich is good. Oh. It's like, yeah, let's just pretend they were talking about audio.
I still got Liam Neeson running through my head right now.
If Liam Neeson was in this movie, would you guys like it even more?
Yes.
I think it would have taken away from it, dude. I think it would have taken away.
Okay, yeah, okay. What if at the final minutes, instead of like the four costume characters, it was just Liam Neeson?
Okay. He just beat
the shit out of the monster.
Just fucking throat chopping
like
monster.
He literally just beat the shit out of the monster, and the director comes in. He's like, hey, stop, stop. And Liam Neeson just goes on a rampage and just keeps beating the shit like out of the actual person set the costume.
Dude, the director was the big guy.
What big guy?
He was big man?
Yeah, he was big man.
Huh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at IMDb, you fags. Come on.
Dude, what? We're doing a movie podcast on the computer and you can't check out IMDb.
Well, I just never assumed that was the director.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, maybe you should watch it before.
Hey. Don't down Matt. All right, okay.
You know, I'll give it to him. No, the movie was amazing, though. And to watch something that slow just a couple minutes or just a couple hours before the podcast, yeah, I'll give it to you.
Dude, I don't know, man. It's like, it's just that beginning part that gets to me, dude, how slow it is. I mean, when the first monster comes in, it kind of picks up and it's a little...
It doesn't pick up at all. It was a shitty fight scene. I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
I love how all the fight scenes like start out like they like, you know, like something's gonna happen and Big gets his ass kicked a little bit and then like he does like one thing to the guy and they die. It's like, what?
I can see why. Okay, so in this movie, right, the Big Man Japan, what's the main character's name?
Big.
Just Big? That's
not Big Sock is his name, DAI.
Okay, whatever. The main character, right? He's a superhero type person, and he fights evil and shit. And what happened is that the news like covers it, but it's not getting good ratings because the fights have become less frequent and they're not as good as they once were when his grandfather was the superhero of the city, I guess.
Yeah, right? He was the fourth one.
Yeah, so he's basically this leftover person fighting off these monsters that never show up, and everybody just bags on him and talks shit on him, and like in order to try and get more money, they try to get sponsors on him throughout the movie, like on different body parts of him. They have like different sponsors show up as pictures like on his chest and shit. And basically like throughout the entire movie, he's like this sad character that has to go and fight these monsters, but no one really gives a shit about him. And so that's why all the fight scenes like turn out like shit, because he doesn't give a crap about what's happening. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. There. Now that that's cleared up.
Liam Neeson. I guess
you could say that.
Yeah, we should probably put this at the beginning of the podcast.
Yes. Nah, we're good. No. Nah, the podcast isn't going to be like, okay, we watch Big Man Japan. Liam Neeson. Done.
5 second podcast.
We good.
And people basically got the gist after we kept saying Liam Neeson.
Seems legit. Yeah. Oh, God. So
next week, Liam.
Dude, fucking, the old grandfather was funny as shit when, like, but he gets, the main character gets a phone call at, like, the middle of the night, and the grandfather apparently, like, zapped himself to become a big person.
Yeah.
And, like, he goes around town, like, doing stupid shit because he has dementia and he's an old man, right? But he's just, like, super big, and he's just doing stupid shit, and then the news covers it, and it's like, Big Man Japan destroys Japan and shit. It's like...
Well, it was like old man fights bridge or something like that.
Yeah, it's like they post all this bullshit stories, and it's just funny because you just see the old man playing with his helicopter or playing with his airplane, and he's just so nice and innocent, and it's like Big Man Japan going to kill airplanes, blah blah blah. It was
like a travel delayed 4 hours or something weird like that.
Yeah.
It was.
No,
those comic relief things.
Yeah, I guess apparently no one really liked the movie until the last few minutes, but I thought it was actually pretty good leading up to the last few minutes.
Like, I actually liked the entire thing. It was good.
Yeah, I thought it was a very sad story, and then the final part was like, it was funny. It was a good way to end it.
It's those last 5 minutes that really do it. If they didn't have that dude, then I would not have enjoyed this movie.
But but he's such a sad character. Like, you don't sympathize with him at all?
No, I don't. It's like, fuck that, dude.
That's
all I have to say about that. Like,
you're fucked up, man. Like, the only thing that he has to look forward to is his grandfather that has dementia. Like, that's the only thing that he cares about right now.
Yeah, that's like all he has left next to his wife, you know?
No, next to his child, but his child doesn't even like him.
Well, she calls the other guy daddy.
Either way,
was it like a store owner or something like that? I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, it's like you start to sympathize with the guy, and you feel like that, like he's just in this shithole of a life that he can't get out of. And I mean, like it's sad, and then you sympathize with him, which I thought was a really great part of the movie. And then the final few minutes, I think, made me all happy and giddy. Like
Matt, you just really downed the mood of this fucking podcast.
That's what the movie was. I'm sorry that I'm talking about the movie.
I farted.
Liam Neeson.
That's how we're going to rate our farts.
When Chuck Norris dies, Liam Neeson's going to be the new Chuck Norris.
No, Liam Neeson already is the new
Chuck Norris. Don't say that, because I don't want a bunch of jokes about Liam Neeson coming out.
You just replace Chuck Norris with Liam Neeson. Dude, what if in Battleship, like, he's like, you sunk my battleship. I'm going to find you, and I will kill you.
I don't know who you are.
He has a recording of the 80s, just playing over and over again. He just does an unnecessary running scene.
I hope it's the
alien.
I hope it's the aliens from Mars Attacks. That way we can just hear over and over.
That movie is awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, oh, okay, here, I have a really great question.
Fucking Skinny Jack Black.
I know, right?
I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a good question. A movie that you think should be remade. Go.
Big Man
Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
That's not a game, that's not a movie.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Annihilation's the second one, huh?
Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Tim? God. Why Mortal Kombat Annihilation? Why do you think that needs to be remade?
Because it's the first terrible movie that popped into my mind right now.
Seems legit. Jimmy.
This is a good one.
Moving on to Nick.
Get back to me.
Nick?
I think the Teenage Mutant Turtles movie.
It should be remade. I really do think it should be remade, but not by Michael Bay.
Nah, dude, Michael Bay would be perfect. There's so many explosions, it's going to catch my attention.
Oh, yeah?
I hate you, Nick.
I think it should be remade by Pixar. I think it'd be awesome if it was remade by Pixar.
Pixar does it so much better.
They already did an animated Ninja Turtles movie.
Well, they should do another one.
I think they should remake The Incredible Hulk.
Which one?
They did a reboot.
No, they did a continuation.
Aren't they going to try to do the reboot?
No, it's not a reboot. It's a sequel.
They're going to try to reboot it, though, I think I heard.
Oh, with Brandon Rutherford or whatever?
I think so.
Wait, you didn't like the one with Ed Norton?
No, I loved the one with Ed Norton. I didn't like the one with Eric Bana.
Dude,
very first one.
You know what I think they should do?
That's too soon of a sequel, though. Or that's too soon of a remake.
But it needs to be...
Oh, no, Fantastic Four. They should remake Fantastic Four.
Dude, that's too soon of a remake again.
No, that movie's terrible.
Dude, they need to make a good Superman movie.
That's true.
I think the new one's going to be great. I think the new one's going to be good.
With a Man of Steel?
Fucking hope.
Yeah.
I've never seen any of the Superman movies, by the way. I just like to complain like other people.
All right. A movie that they should... Okay, you want to talk about... Okay, wasn't like the last 10 years and more?
Yeah, it has to be at least like an old movie, not like one that was made... What was Fantastic Four made?
What constitutes old?
Dude, Fantastic Four was made in 2005. Like past 1995.
Alright, okay, I got two movies in mind then. The Howling, or
Howling.
An American Werewolf in Paris, or London, or whatever the movie is
called.
Oh,
what? No, what? Don't even touch that movie. Fuck you.
Alright, okay.
But I respect your opinion.
And I fight to the death for that.
Alright, look, I had a very Nicolas Cage opinion.
You didn't like An American Werewolf in London?
No, I thought it was amazing, but I'd like to see a modernized remake.
It'd be all CGI and shit. It'd be like Wolfman.
Nah, dude. Jim Henson. Muppetry.
That's the only thing that we're holding on to right now.
It looked like Avatar, but furry.
Yes.
Dude, you know what movie they should remake?
What?
Fucking Santa Holocaust.
Oh, what a plug.
What shameless a plug, plug.
Nick. Shameless plug for you, Nick.
You might as well explain what it is now, Matt.
No, let Nick explain it. He fucked it up.
Alright, fine. Apparently Nick was in a...
It's Matt's movie.
Okay, it's Matt's movie. But Nick was in it as well. He did a cameo, and it was...
No, I was the star. I wasn't the cameo.
Whatever, he was in the damn thing. And it was Santa Holocaust, and I don't remember too much of it, but it looks like Santa goes mental and kills everybody.
He gets mental.
And kills everybody and everything you hold dear. And it's hilarious. I'll admit, it's fucking hilarious.
It's Liam Neeson, dude.
Liam Neeson should be in that movie.
And Jackie Chan.
And Jackie Chan as his sidekick.
Speaking of Santa Holocaust, you know it was a shitty movie? Ice Age 2012.
Never saw it.
Matt knows why I'm saying that.
Wait, what? I wasn't paying attention.
I said, speaking of shitty movies, I said, speaking of Santa Holocaust, another shitty movie was Ice Age 2012.
Yeah, I don't get the connection at all. I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you, Timmy.
You know the connection, right?
Yeah, I know the connection.
God, terrible, terrible movie.
Ice Age 2012.
And that kid's a dick.
We ain't dropping names here, but he is.
He's very Nicolas Cage.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah. He's a fucking asshole.
No, it's someone we know. It's fucking... Oh. It's hilarious.
We'll tell you when we're done recording, Mario.
Fuck yeah. Don't tell me now.
I'm trying to think of a movie that should be remade. I think, I would want to say what James Rolfe said. Which would be a fucking... Godzilla versus King Kong. I think that should be remade.
Dude, fucking Gamera versus King Kong.
Dude, it should be
fucking Gamera versus fucking Godzilla.
Gamera versus Godzilla was a good movie.
Big versus any of those.
That'd be cool.
Big in the Power Rangers at the end of the movie versus any of those.
The actual Power Rangers.
Yeah. just go to town on one on someone.
They should remake Mortal Kombat, but make it extremely, extremely bloody.
Dude, they should have Mortal Kombat versus Power Rangers.
It should be like Mortal Kombat mixed with Ricky O. That's what it should be.
They should have Mortal Kombat versus Liam Neeson.
Dude, hands down, Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson versus Ditka.
The trick question. Ditka is God.
Ditka. Sausage.
Speaking about stupid shit, Timmy, did you do that whole Coney thing?
No, I didn't actually.
Oh, you didn't.
Hey, good job trying to help Apple.
Oh, Timmy, you didn't do it.
Nope, I went and did
Timmy, you're a bitch.
Are you done insulting me?
No. No, I'm just kidding.
He's got probably one more.
I actually went around.
I'm just kidding.
I actually went around and put up Pedley Mangler stuff.
Jesus.
I have no idea what that is. Dude! Oh, man. Well, so what's our next movie?
We'll find out afterwards.
Let's take a quick commercial break.
Really?
No, okay, let's see. Wait, why'd you say really? Okay, anyways, let's go on to the movie. I don't know, what do you guys want to do?
I think we should do...
We should do something, like, not Asian.
Racist.
Yeah.
Because we did two Asian movies, and I feel like if we do a third one, people would be like, do they just review Asian films?
Night of the Living Dead 3.
There's... What?
Or Return of the Living Dead 3.
Yes.
Oh, Return of the Living Dead 3?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't want to watch any of the sequels to Return of the Living Dead.
Return of the Living Dead 3. Only because it's got a great Michael Jackson zombie appearance.
I don't want to. Shit. Fuck.
We're locked in.
Can we choose something else? Can we, like, opt out of that?
If you could think of something in the next 5 seconds.
Titanic 3D.
Robogeisha.
Oh, Robogeisha. Yes, on it.
Is that an Asian movie, though?
Shit, you're right. Yeah. Thanksgiving. Exactly. Oh, Poultrygeist.
No. Santa Sleigh.
No, Thanksgiving. Have you seen the trailer to Thanksgiving?
No.
Oh, my God. Thanksgiving. Just. It's
Rubber.
Oh, my God, that movie. Jesus Christ. That's the one with the tire, right?
Yeah.
Just killing people. Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. I remember that now.
Hey, man, let's save that for another podcast.
Dude, Thanksgiving. Let's do Thanksgiving. Just Google it. Google Thanksgiving.
Guys.
2009?
It's about a turkey that kills people.
It can't end badly.
Is that Poultrygeist?
No. That's Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thanksgiving is about a turkey that kills people.
Oh, wait, no, what happened to that puppet movie we're going to watch?
Oh, Black Devil Doll?
Black Devil Doll.
Is that Asian?
No.
No.
It's about a Black Panther ventriloquist.
I don't give a shit.
About a Black Panther ventriloquist puppet that murders people.
A homicidal turkey axes off college kids during Thanksgiving break. Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like Cabin in the Woods to me.
Thanksgiving, man.
There's got to be so many titties in that movie. I kind of want to watch that now.
Okay, tell us that or teeth.
Teeth
isn't like... I don't think that movie's like worthy enough for like
anything.
A terrible podcast.
It's not worthy of a regular podcast. It's not worthy of a terrible podcast.
This movie?
What?
Is Teeth a B movie?
No, it's not a B movie, but it's like at the same time, it's like... It's not good or bad. It's like
terrible. No, I've seen the movie. It's terrible, but I mean,
I don't think it's a B movie.
I just didn't think it was a B movie because it got a lot of like publicity and all that.
Didn't it get a theatrical release?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's not a B movie.
Suck a dick, Mario. All
right. Okay. We should do Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead.
Yeah, I like that one. Let's do it.
What do you guys think?
I'm down.
What Poltergeist. Are we doing? Poltergeist.
Poltergeist. Okay.
Poltergeist. Poltergeist. Night of the Chicken Dead.
Let's do it.
Let's describe a scene in that movie.
No, don't give him anything.
We
need to keep.
Okay, all right, fine. Let's rate it on our scale.
In suspense right now.
Okay, Poltergeist on a scale of Nicolas Cage to Liam Neeson. It's a Liam Neeson, dude.
It's gonna be.
I'd give it a Leonardo DiCaprio and What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Too much. Too.
You have to explain the rating system. It's not gonna work.
Timmy, now you just ruined the rating system. God damn it!
I would give it a Nicolas Cage.
What? Poltergeist?
Wow!
Oh, Poltergeist! Oh no! I'd probably give it a Drew Barrymore.
But wow. Wait. Okay. Are you saying Poltergeist or Poltergeist?
Poltergeist.
Okay, from now on, we're calling the movie Chicken Dead. That's what we're calling it. So we don't fuck this shit up again. You give it a Drew Barrymore, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
Have you seen it yet, Mario?
No, I haven't seen it.
Mario's going to be in for it. Let's do this.
Chicken Dead. That's the next movie.
Chicken Dead.
All right, Timmy, you weren't here last time to sign us off, but now you're going to sign us off now because last time you fell asleep, you tubby bitch.
My computer froze.
Nope. You's a bitch. I'm kidding. All right, Timmy, sign us off so we can go home.
You're listening to What the Fuck Podcast.
All right, Timmy, you fucked up. Okay, you guys were listening to What the Fuck Movies Podcast. Next week, we're going to be listening to... Next week, we're going to be listening to... Poltergeist and the Chicken Dead. Goodbye.
Goodbye.